I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The question many people are asking is, what's next, or what now? How do you respond when things or events or decisions do not go your way? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippian believers these words in chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Paul lays out here for us what we need to do as followers of Jesus, especially when things don't go our way. First, he recognizes that he hasn't obtained perfection, or in other words, he is not perfectly righteous and holy yet. God is still at work in his life, molding and shaping him to be more like Jesus. If this was true for the Apostle Paul, how true is it for you and me? Second, he recognizes that he belongs to Jesus, and he says, Christ Jesus has made me his own. When we belong to Jesus, he belongs to us, not that we possess him, but he possesses us. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20 states, Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. Jesus paid the price for us. We are his. We are no longer orphans or strangers to God. We belong to Jesus, and we are God's children. The condition for this divine adoption is receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. John 1:12 says, But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Next, Paul told the Philippians that he forgets what lies behind him and looks forward to what lies ahead. Christians should not live in the past, be bound by their past. For God has removed the old former things and made the believer new. New nature, new identity, new hope, new life, new desires, new dreams. Christ does this. The Holy Spirit is the agent at work imparting Christ's nature in us to be like him. So when disappointments come, we look to Jesus. We keep looking to Jesus. We keep praying to Jesus. We keep digging in his holy word, the Bible, to know more about Jesus. We keep telling others about Jesus. We keep being faithful to Jesus. We keep allowing his Spirit to shape us and change us and transform us to be more like him, more loving, more patient, more caring, more gentle, more peaceful, more faithful. When we give our lives to Jesus, we gain Jesus Christ. So we need to keeping our eyes on Jesus. He is the perfect one who can make sense of it all. He has overcome the world. He has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. He has defeated death and hell through his death and resurrection. He has given his followers his teaching and commands to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He promises to be with us always, and as we do, he said that he is coming back again for all who believe in him. May we, in the moments when it seems we didn't get what we want, stop and check where our vision is. Is it on my wants, my desires, my needs? Or is it on God's will to be done, his glory to be revealed? Paul also emphasizes that he is looking forward to what lies ahead. God has something great in store for all his followers. He has great plans for you and me, his bride, the church. Just to be with Jesus will be enough, but much more awaits. Are you looking ahead? Fix your eyes on Jesus. He will see you through and show you greater things than you ever imagined. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.